Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to discuss 12 ways app brand marketers can integrate their app into entertainment content marketing to increase downloads and brand awareness. In my last podcast, I spoke about three key ways apps can use influencers, celebrities, and content marketing to increase downloads and brand recognition. If you haven't had a chance to listen, make sure you do, as I went into detail on the types of influencers a brand marketer needs to know about and the differences between celebrity social influencers and celebrities. I'm now going to continue the conversation on ways app brand marketers can leverage content marketing, walk you through 12 options ranging from the lowest cost partnerships available all the way up to giant big opportunities. There are so many options here to discuss. They all boil down to figuring out which content type will get the app in front of the best demographics, showcasing the app's unique features, while still being within the required budget. So let's start off by talking about the most affordable options, one of which is podcasts. Podcasts definitely fall into the wild, wild west arena as far as a practice, as it's so new, but successful programs can be built on a cost per thousand audience basis that's similar to a media buy, but with really good organic conversations that are built into the episode. I really like podcasts for talking about apps. The messaging can be controlled, and additional pre-roll ads can be bought to further push out messaging and call to action. The second option is radio. Don't disregard radio as being too old school for an app marketing campaign. I'm not talking about buying ads. What I'm trying to have you think about is using radio to organically insert the app into the conversations of the DJs and hosts of the programs, so they're naturally talking about it. This is just a different way of purchasing radio time, and there can be overlays with the radio station's social media to help drive calls to action, and even event sponsorships where the radio station takes the app into the local market itself. Radio can be really fun and very effective, and it's great to build off of and can introduce you to some massive celebrity talent with musicians. As a third option, local and regional news programming. A smaller audience, but one that's still extremely engaged, are those who watch local and regional news programming. Again, the idea here would be to have the app spokesperson on, or to have the show do a live segment featuring the app. Just like with talk shows, the news host is going to control the messaging that's pre-scripted. This is one of the most affordable options, but also has a smaller audience than other national options. There's a secret strategy, however, that I'm going to share some insight on with how to really leverage local news programming to get a lot of bang for a lower dollar spend. And that secret strategy, that's our fourth option. It's satellite media tours. It's actually a really old school public relations tool that still works today. We can build packaged satellite tours where a segment hosted by the app spokesperson is filmed and set to look like it's in a specific environment, and then push it out to a variety of syndicators who will pick it up and run it in various local news markets where they have slots open for some pay-for-play content to live. The really big markets aren't going to be secured on this approach, but you do get a lot of eyeballs and the cost is extremely fair. Plus, it's an easy way to later build a campaign out into a broader footprint, and along the way, you're getting some great video that you can repurpose and use again. As a fifth option, regional lifestyle programs. Regional lifestyle programs are going to be very similar to the local news option, and they'll be among the most affordable options. These work, however, better for a Gen X to baby boomer demo versus millennial. A lot of these shows run in fringe timeframes where those who are sleepless at night or early morning risers or even Saturday morning viewers are going to tune in. There is programming within regional lifestyle that will fit the male demographic too, especially programming with a sport angle like golf shows. As a sixth option, consider game shows. Some of the TV programming with the largest early evening or daytime programming are game shows. They also have especially strong viewers within the 55-plus demographic and the college market. The Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire all have opportunities to interweave an app into a featured message, or even a week-long sponsorship based on the category. There are also shows that are on GSN, which is Game Show Network, that have a national footprint and surprisingly really great viewership and rates. Another great option to control messaging is with early evening entertainment news. These are shows like Access Hollywood, Daily Mail, Page Six, Extra, Entertainment Tonight. Just like with talk shows, hosts can provide conversational messaging about the app, and in some instances, have a spokesperson on the show. With entertainment news programming, there's the feel of being a little more news-oriented than talk shows, plus the option of a digital overlay with links back to the app with call to actions embedded not only on the show's website, but also in the screen overlay. As an eighth option, music. And when I say music, I really mean music videos. Our team loves music videos. They offer fast, affordable brand integration options that reach millions of people around the globe. And they're not just for kids. From emerging artists to established artists, and then of course those mega celebrity music artists, apps have the opportunity to become part of the music video with insert shots of the app on screen. As a ninth option, feature films are an option. But keep in mind that their turnaround time is about 12 to 18 months before it's going to be released, which might not fit your must-have-it-now marketing needs. If you can afford to wait a bit and have a longer-term marketing strategy, films are a great option. You won't get major storylines, but you can have the app used on screen in a scene that's relevant with possible verbal mention callouts. Independent films are going to be way more cost-affordable, and the middle-tier films are also going to be good options to work with. Your big blockbuster action films are likely not going to have a relevant script opportunity, and they may be just too much of a struggle to get the win your app needs. Plus, the pricing can be rather hefty. As a 10th option, national talk shows. We've created some phenomenal campaigns specifically for apps with morning and daytime talk shows. Productions like Ellen, The Talk, Rachel Ray, The Doctors, or Life with Kelly and Ryan offer the ability to align the app to a very specific market, have the host call out the app by name, and discuss the benefits of it through pre-planned controlled messaging, all while featuring the app in action on screen. Plus, these talk shows often have a global audience. Talk shows and local news programming, an app spokesperson, or one we hire, including a celebrity, can often become part of the segment, and we can even build in calls to action, sweepstakes, or social interactions within the segment. A great example is a partnership we did with Bumble and Ellen. Check it out to see a talk show segment in action. Talk shows range in pricing, and the most popular are going to require a really big and sometimes scary spend, but they are viewed by a lot of very loyal fans to the show and host. As an 11th option, reality TV. Reality TV is a different beast altogether from your scripted TV programming. The costs to produce it are much lower, and TV networks are often more open to having storylines built around non-TV advertisers, including app. The fan base is super loyal, and the app can appear in an insert shot as well as in conversation with vital brand messaging included. As a 12th and final option that we're going to discuss today, scripted TV shows. The big option is to look at a scripted TV show where we build into the storyline usage and discussion of the app. This is going to be the most expensive direction to go, besides some of their bigger national talk shows, and the least controllable messaging is the show writers have complete creative control. Sometimes we get to see the script before it goes to air, other times we're just looking at the messaging in a single page. We do get to help control that messaging. It's just not going to be an ad, and it's going to be more subtle. Typically, the most the brand is going to get within scripted content is usage of the product and logo exposure. There are no calls to action for purchases. Most network TV shows that are scripted are no-goes for this type of exposure for apps, as they require massive multi-million dollar media buys and then another up to seven-figure brand integration fee. Cable shows offer better integration in their storylines and typically lower pricing. As I mentioned before, working with influencers, celebrities, and content is not going to result in overnight sales, but it is going to build a massive footprint for your app that's going to result in word-of-mouth association, memory, and ultimately downloads. Since the strategies I've discussed are about content marketing, make sure you check out our in-depth guide to Product Placement and Promotions 101, as it'll help you better understand the landscape. Stop by HollywoodBranded.com's content library to download the ebook. While you're there, be sure to check out our blog, blog.HollywoodBranded.com, that has hundreds of articles to help you become a better marketer and insights on influencer and content strategy. And with that being said, that's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.